My name is Albert Lee, and I come from the Path Channel team. So now we start introduce our SMB2 test week. Okay, we have some agenda. We can give you overview about what we do and what we have to. And we will introduce our main concept of the model and adapter. Okay, 1 minute too soft, 1 minute hard. Okay, funny. I'm sorry?
It's very low. Up.
Low or up?
Up.
Up. Okay. Okay, try to loudly. Okay. Okay. The goal and the scope. Okay. First, I want to say our test with originally we want to validate the technical document and against the Windows for the interoperability. That meaning we want to make sure the document is correct, not incorrect. It's accurate and consistent with the Windows implementation. That's our goal. And the scope is now in the still. Okay. Try another way, maybe this one.
I'll trade you.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's try this.
Try this one. Hello? It's okay? Yeah. It's good. Okay. Okay, repeat again the goal and the scope. I think that'll be all about the test weight and why we have the test weight. And the other goal is we running our test with it, so we can give the feedback to the product groups, such as we testing SMB2, we find some product bugs, we find some TTK inconsistent things, we'll send to the PG, and they will refine the document for the more good document. Okay. Yep. So this is what's our test approach. Okay, originally we have client SQ and the server SQ. The client SQ for now is meaning Win 7, and the server SQ meaning Windows 2008 R2. We have test case running on the client SQ, and we have two kind of the test case. One is a model test case. Well, it's using the aspect explorer automatically generated from the tools. And we have the traditional test case, that meaning we write them by hand. That would be not automatically. It's manually generated traditional test case. It's both using the protocol adapter. That meaning protocol adapter is to transfer the logic to the real implementation and, verify the logic. So before we only have the protocol adapters, after a few discussions, we think we should have a common way to work with the protocol, so we have a SDK. Let the SDK wrap the most part of the communication with the server. So we have another college who will introduce more detail in the SDK. I just gave a brief introduction. And the other protocol, the other SUG control adapter, meaning if we want to test the things, we need to assume the server in some situation. So we need to try use something to control them. We use this SUG control adapter to do this way. And this SUG control adapter have two kind of the adapter. One is a PowerShell. Visiting PowerShell, that meaning is give a very easy way to change, to modify, to adapt to your server. Now the other way is interactive adapter. The interactive adapter, that meaning all step will be away, like pop up a dialog, show the message, tell you how to configure the server, then you just click the button and the test will be continue. So these two kind of way, these two kind of adapter just help us help the licensee to easily configure their server and make sure you understand what we want to test in our test suite. Okay. requirement is very short. We have the new SMB2 document, and the page would be 330, more than 330, and we generate 1,813 server requirement. That meaning we have more requirement about client, but currently we don't test the client behaviors. We only test the server requirement. That meaning the server behaviors. Okay, some data show you. That's our test. You know, we have most requirement is covered by the model, some of covered by the traditional case, and the most we won't test. That means some server internal behavior or is some behavior is not aware can be observed. Okay, currently our test width can cover the most. This is our coverage rate. The reason we have not have 100 because some is unverified and some is TDI. We have sent back to the PG team to update the document. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Not directly visible. It should be some indirectly or is server internal behavior like the ADM things, abstract data model. Okay. Yes. Yes, definitely. But from our test things, maybe something we cannot test. More like the out of memory. From our test, we should say it's non-testable. We cannot create that meaning we are very hard to create a situation like the server out of memory. So that we mark them as non-testable, that makes sense. Or hardware, you need to make the disk broken. That's impossible, you know. We need to use a hammer to break the disk. That's difficult to create this situation. Let these things, we mark them as the non-testable. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay, let's back to the model. I think before we have introduced many tabs of the Spec Explorer, and I think I do not need to do again about the Spec Explorer. Now we just get into the details about how we design the model of the SMB2. We have abstract the state from the TD, and we have this one here. The connections is describe the state of the SMB connect to the client and the server, create as that connection status. Session is describe the SMB2 session. And the SMB2 request meaning the client send a request in some status waiting the SMB2 server return some status. SMB2 tree connection is especially for the tree connection command. And we have share, open, file is corresponding to different terms, concept, and method in the SMB2 document. In the right side, we'll see a very simple model state diagram. It shows how we generate the state and how we use the state to use the action to finally get the end and finish the test. Okay, let's be a big part of the. We have 55 actions for the TD. Now, these actions is abstract from the TD. That meaning if we have a command send the tree connection, we will have unique actions for them. For example, the SMB2 cancel request. That meaning the SMB2 do some cancel things. And we separate this way into two actions. One is cancel request. That means we send the cancel request to the server. We come back the packet, we set into the parameter, and use the SDK send to the server directly. And the action cancel respond, not meaning server send the cancel response. That meaning we receive the packet from the server. We invoke an event. That meaning cancel response happen. And we send this message to the model. The model will verify Thus, we have the correct message back, and whether the message have the correct structure. That will be using the way to verify the logic. And the left is for I/O control code request, and we have. Let me check this way. Okay. More detail, I think you can read. There is a lot of things in the document. We got this document from our internal test document, the PQAR. I think when you have our test with it, we will read the details in the document. That is just a short brief. Okay. Some additional actions for control the SUT adapter. We use the model. The model not only assume we only have the actions deal with the protocol, deal with the server, but we should have some actions to control the server. The model will use the list actions for SUT server to make sure the server in some specific situation. So the model will send a packet, expect some error, and some status back. Especially we're using this action for the error handling. The error handling is more complicated with the normal testing. We make sure we create the error situations so the server can return the error. Yeah. Okay, this one is a check share. For SMB2 we have check share because the check share lets do some restrict check. Make sure the server, such as you have the sharing folders, you does have the sharing folders and you give the corresponding account can access the share folders. So for licensee, I think if you want to use in the check share, it's okay to ignore the check. For Windows, we have restrict the checking. For licensee server, it's okay. So if you want to change something, this one is you can ignore. And this is more details how we test with running, and this is our test suite. And we, as before said, we have the test case generating model. We will through the SMB to the adapter interface. This one is generated by the model, and the model when write the model will design the interface. So from our side is we design the interface first and we have the implementation. The last one is MB2 SDK. And everything is goes through the adapter. Adapter will transfer the model language, model parameters to real packet and send it to the server. And the other way is we're using the SC control adapter and PowerShell script and adapter process control the server SOT. Okay. Next. Yep. I give you some introduction about the adapter SDK SOT, what we do in here. Protocol adapter, we have the interface. We implement the interface, which defined by model. And in the adapter core, what meaning before? I'm sorry. Before we have the SDK, the adapter will cover everything. That meaning we have the verification logic, we have the protocol logic into the same library. Now we have make a decision, it's not good. We should separate something and for common usage. So we have the SDK. You will see only the main protocol logic, the requirement verification and logging thing keep in the adapter. And we move all the message structure and transport things to the SDK. So the SDK can be used independently. You do not need to depend on the test suite to use the SDK. The SDK is depending on use. You can use it build your own test suite. SUT control adapter is the same thing. Now we have the PowerShell, but it's using the WMI to control Windows. For Windows based one, but easy to replace by your and use your script or use the Big City DOS command to control the server. And the interactive adapter. I think you when you go to the VM, we will show you how to use the interrupt adapter, and they will see what happened and what to continue to use the interrupt adapter to fix the issue. I would like to recommend when first for something, you can change the PowerShell for your servers. If you mix some case fail, the best way is to switch to the interactive adapter. Run the test again. You will see what is exactly requested by the test case to run. The interactive adapter will tell you very details how to configure the server. So you will know how to change your power script. So that will be work for the next test case. And we will have more. We will have some test suite debug introduction by Simon. He will introduce more details on how to use our test suite as SDK to debug your environment. Okay. Yeah, that's all. Anyone have questions about our test suite? I think I have introduced more types. Okay. User mode, you mean?
Well, as in, it's not in the kernel.
Right? Yes.
You're not driving through the redirect.
Right, yes.
Oh, cool. So
yeah. Right. Yeah. SME2 does in the kernel mode. SME2 service in the kernel mode.
Yeah. No, I meant the testing
driver. Right. We have the SDK. Every detailed implementation in the SDK, not in the test suite adapters. So this one is a separate usage. And we have another one, well, introduce the SDK.
So it's extremely
Okay. Any question? I'm sorry. You mean which one? I see. Yes. We did not introduce one. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I repeat the question. Your question is why we have another PDF configuration file for what purpose, right? And yes, the PDF configure file is used for the normal config. It's only for the information how to call your server, which file we can read as the share, how the file name I can create, that blah, 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 these things. It's not the environment. The SUT control adapter just makes sure your server have the share. If we run in the Windows environment, our PowerShell script will create a folder automatically. You don't need to create them. But for Linux environment, we don't support at WMI, so the PowerShell script cannot create a folder automatically. And in the PowerShell script, we have a cleanup. When everything is done, we will restore the environment to the original state. That's what we do. But the PDF configure just indicates what's your server name. And what's the share folder name, how we use the sun or sun, these things. And if we have the TDI things, we need to close the TDI verification, make sure testing can go through like these things. So these different things. Yeah. The shell is only for make sure the environment in some state. Yeah. Okay. What mean result? You mean the when we run the test suite, we generate test report, the test result log things. So okay.
Where is he? Yeah, let me repeat again. So the question was basically, you know, getting more information on the test suites, how to debug, you know, how to look at the logs and all. So what I was trying to clarify is there's another session on Thursday, which will focus solely on, you know, debugging and logs and captures. But Albert, you might probably want to quickly. Albert, you can just quickly open a log file, right? Okay. Yeah, so he'll just show you right now a quick snapshot, but, you know, we have a dedicated session later.
If you have questions about log, we can go to your VM, help you understand the log directly. You know, there'll be a lot of things to show. I think it's not person-to-person, but it'll be cool. We have more results here. Any question, we'll answer it directly to your machine. Use the VM to show how to read them. And the more details, I think that Simon will introduce how to debug that way. That'll be more detailed here. Okay? Yeah. Okay, I will transfer to Shi, and he's our senior manager and in charge of the SDK development. Thank you.
Thank you, Albert.